Blog Talk Radio.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all got around. They gazed in wild wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'm breaking 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
My head, bad to the bone. Hey, Tree, you see how that thing work? Listen, y'all. Listen, y'all. Before we got on air, Lady T and I were discussing a situation that happened to me this morning with one of the local so-called sports talk channels. You know, one of the Bammers had the nerve to me to say, and I know it was nothing but a dig at us, or at me, rather, because they don't know Lady T outside of Hell's Corner. But I know it was a dig at me. This Bama had the nerve to come out his mouth and say, DMV Kale, we haven't heard from you in so long. I thought you was dead. I said, you thought I was what? Slim, I am bad to the motherfucking bone. That joke just gave me energy, babe. That joke just gave me energy. Do you hear me? Thought I was deceased. First of all, thank you all for joining in with us on this Thursday, Friday edition of Kale's Corner. As you can tell, this joke about to be something, for real. This Bama said he heard I was dead. Oh, thought, not heard. Let me not put words in his mouth. He thought.
Yeah.
He thought that I was dead. Slim, listen.
Yeah.
DMV Kale is bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. On the day I was born, huh? The doctor saw my twin brother come out first. 6 minutes later, DMV Kale came out, popped the doctors and moms, looked in my eyes and said, "You gonna be back, boy." Woo! What they say, buddy? Huh? What they say? Dead over here. Ain't nobody dead over here. Welcome, family. Welcome, welcome to our online corner crew. You know what I mean? My Betty, David, James, Earl, everybody. Hello to the people that will stand up later and listen to it. Hello to the people who are tuned in right now. Your man, DMV Kale, is live and kicking and bad to the bone. I just couldn't go into, because y'all know, I don't know if y'all know how talk radio goes, but anything that you say that they don't disagree with or they don't like, they'll hang you up instantly. So your boy had to put on his professional pants today, laugh it off, move on, and tell him, "Nah, I'm here, I'm live and kicking, baby." You know, if y'all wanna know what DMV Kale is up to, check out Kale's Corner. Yeah, talk about. So guess what? Kale's Corner is back to the ball, baby. I better stop doing that. I'm going to leave it alone. How was your Wednesday and Thursday, Lady T? Let's get that part over with. Y'all talking about how was it?
Listen, bro. Listen. It was bad to the bone.
I know that's right. We can't be nothing else. But bad. Bad
okay.
to the bone. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's what's up. I gotta take a deep breath because that little part right there, y'all, that was my 5-hour energy right there, knowing that I'm on the line not just with Lady T, but all the online corner crew, the live in studio family. All of y'all, I love and appreciate y'all for taking this time to be with us. And when we take this thing to the next level, okay, none of y'all never have to worry about DMV Kale or Lady T saying, oh, we ain't heard from you in a while. We thought you were deceased.
Right.
We'll never say that. We're going to say to you, long time no hear from. I know you've been checking us out. You maybe haven't had a chance to type or call in, but we appreciate you. That's how you do this talk radio thing. Y'all talking about, you don't tell nobody.
Exactly.
You thought they were just
that's terrible. It's okay.
That was terrible.
It's okay.
I was like, y'all just say anything out your mouth, huh? You can just say anything out your mouth. Okay, yeah. Well, you know what? Y'all Bammers ain't do nothing but put a little more octane in my fire to make sure Kale's Corner goes higher. Believe that. Bad to the bone. Anyway, yeah. On today's episode, we will discuss, it's early, and 1 month has passed in this MLB season. But I want to talk about the top rookie prospects thus far, the rookies who are proving their worth and doing the doggone thing. You know what I mean? We take a close look, checking into the NBA playoffs. The excitement personified is what I'm calling this NBA playoffs, because every game that I have watched, it seemed like it's going down to the wire, and it can be anybody's game at any time. So we're going to take a look at that. I want to ask you guys, are your series winners starting to separate themselves because we see a lot of 3-2s going on here, and I just wonder who you guys think has the oomph to push it over the top, you know? NFL draft and UDFA, that's the undrafted free agents, disappointments for your team. And we haven't really talked about these guys this year, y'all, but it's the XFL championship game this Saturday. This Saturday is the XFL championship game. Our from Dallas will be playing the team from Washington. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So, yeah, we're going to get into that. You guys can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew at Facebook Live, at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family at 563-999-3782. Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Kale's Corner, where keeping it real is our only real. Yo, hey, sometimes them statements, Sometimes those statements mean so much, you know. Kale's Corner, where keeping it real is our only real. Know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all talking about. Yeah, I love that part.
I know, that's right.
Lady T.
Yes.
I'm serious, girl. I had to, like, gain my composure and get myself together because, you know, I had a serious appointment at the VA today. So, you know,
okay.
I wanted to get that nonsense out of my mind about, you know, I thought you were deceased, Meth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everything went great. I'm going to hear back from them. The lady said either by phone call or letter by Monday, Tuesday of next week. So I ain't going to put it all out there, but y'all please say a prayer for your boy. I'm trying to make a move, and I need my VA to be behind me like I was behind them fresh out of high school. You know what I'm talking about? All right. But yeah, man. It's been a great, great Wednesday. Had a great day at work. No discrepancies. A couple of people were, you know, a little irate and out of control, but it was nothing that we could not handle. And, you know, this guy said to me, he said, you know, I see, and he lives around where I work at. He lives in the one of the high-rise apartments. And he says to me, you know, I see your temperament and your attitude and how you deal with folk, and I just want to be one to congratulate you on your even keel mannerism and, you know, your swagger, as he put it. And I was like, oh, thank you. That is so nice because sometimes, girl, sometimes, man, look over here. The hood tail be wanting to come out like a mug, and I be fighting them.
Yeah.
No, we're not gonna have that. We're gonna be good. We're gonna, you know, treat people with the respect that we want to be treated with. And more often than not, that has been a great way for me to approach the situation. Treat everybody with the same respect that I want to be treated with in return, and let the day move forward, you know. And they act like nothing they're doing is exciting to me, because a lot of times when you show people that, oh, I can't believe you're doing that, they want to do it more, you know. You know, it was reports that Obama was walking around on the job in his underwear the other day. And, yeah, and the guard told me, he said, Mac, man, he said, that dude, you know, it seemed like the more astonished or taken aback what he was doing, that's the more he wanted to show off. I said, yeah, that's why you should have just said what you had to say and walk away from it. You wouldn't have given him that inkling that, yeah, you're surprising me. So, yeah, that's my approach, and I'm holding it down with that. You know what I'm talking about? So, yes, y'all, it's been a great Wednesday, great Thursday. Looking forward to a great Friday. And Lady T, What have you to say? I've been running my mouth. What have you to say?
I'm just enjoying, you know, my granddaughter, she's over here, the oldest one, we call her Round Face. She's over here, and she is, I mean, she's the first grandbaby. So, you know, she's the first. So she gives me this little, you know, this little attitude, like, you know, I'm here, Grandma, like, what you going to do? What you going to do for me? You know, but it just reminds me of, like, how I used to be when I was her age. Like, she's such a blessing. All my kids, all my grandkids, they're just such blessings. So I'm just trying to take it all in. slow as I can. I'm not trying to speed it up. I just want to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, and speaking of the grandkids and being a blessing, thank you guys. Thank you so much for all your prayers for my daughter and my new granddaughter. You know, they're home. They're fine, doing well. And my daughter is funny. I'm trying to tell y'all. She is very funny.
Yes.
With the whole I'm over it, I'm tired of it, and I can move on attitude. I love her to death. I love her for it. And you keep being the mama that you've been, you know. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
keep on being the mama that you've been and allowing your children's father to be the father that he is. You know, that's important. That is very important. So I thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate y'all. And I love my Lonnie Pop and my Zuri baby so much. I'm trying to tell y'all, listen, Tree, I got to stay away because bro going to be broke. Do you hear me? Bro
hey,
going to be broke.
You tell me?
Because look, it's to the point now where they don't even have to ask me, Tree. I come around them and I start thinking instantly, what do they need?
What can I get?
Do they have every? Yeah,
yeah.
What can I get?
Oh, my, wait,
have...
look, bro, I got 10 years on you.
Okay.
I've been doing
okay.
this for 2 years. So
mm.
I'm
Mm-mm.
telling you, it get worse as they get older. I'm telling you, it get worse.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a Talking beautiful
be
blessing. Yeah, I see that coming. I see that coming. But, you know, hey, it's a beautiful blessing being a grandparent. I tell you, and I thank my daughter and DJ so much for giving me that blessing and the Lord for allowing
mm-hmm.
me to be in the right mind right now, you know, because it's some people that can't be grandparents and would love to
yep.
be. So I thank him for that opportunity, you know. All right, y'all. That's enough jibber-jabber. That's enough jibber-jabber. We're going to take a quick one so I can catch my breath because that's what living people do. They breathe. 563-999-3782 is the number. We want to thank you all again, and let's get ready to get into this show, y'all. Let's take a quick one. Hey, old Black Betty. All right, y'all.
Old Black Betty.
MLB top rookie. Let me first start it with the Yankees. The Yankees sweep the A's behind rookie Anthony Volpes, V-O-L-P-E-S, Grand Slam. Grand over his with his first Major League Grand Slam as a rookie. Which he passed his idol because his idol was up to bat 155 times before he hit his first Grand Slam. Before he hit his first Grand Slam. Now I know who the idol was, but we're gonna find out how much of Yankee fans our Yankee fans on the line are. Okay, but first let's go down this list, the top 10 rookies in the MLB. At number 10 is Carlos Narvaez from the Yankees. He's a catcher. Number 9, Bryce Young. Number 10, Joey Weimer. Number 9, hold on, 9, 10, 9, ooh, boy, I'm getting my 10, 9, 8. Okay. At number 8, At number 8 is Joey Weimer. Number 7, Gerd Mitchell's. All three of these guys are from the Brewers. They're from the Brewers. Then we have at number 7, the Mets, Cody Singer, Masataki Yasodi from the Red Sox, Gunnar Henderson from the Orioles, the Yankees again, Anthony Volpe, we just talked about him, Corbin Carroll from the Diamondbacks, he's an infielder, and then there is Jordan Walker from the Cards. Jordan Walker, the outfield right fielder from the Cardinals. And I'm telling you, Therese, I'm loving this. I am loving this because it says to me that once basketball is finally over, we have the finals and everything, baseball is going to be worth watching with this infusion of young talent, mm-hmm. with these young guys that are going to come out here and show their worth and give the reasons as to why they were picked, should have been picked, and are picked. Okay, let's go to the phones. You know what? Let's pull our Yankee fans in off the break. See if one of these guys know who Yopi's Volpe. Welcome in, Lou. Who was Volpe's idol, Lou? Who was that idol that it took 150 times chances at bat before his first Grand Slam?
For his first Grand Slam. I was gonna say Derek Jeter, but I don't think it took him that long.
No, it wasn't Derek Jeter.
I love Derek Jeter too.
But it wasn't Derek Jeter. Okay. Let's see. 57 isn't here at the moment. Grand Slam, first Grand Slam. Who was that Yankee player? He did it as a Yankee player. Now, he had at bat with his first. Excuse me.
Obviously, it was because you said Yankee, so it had to be with who was the first Yankee Grand Slam.
No. Okay. Lou, you work on that, Lou. You work on that.
I will.
Let's take another call. When you're ready, you just say, I got it, Kale, and we'll bring you right in.
Okay.
All right. 610, you on the corner. Who are we talking with? 610.
Frank Cap.
Don't want to get your old number out. Take us off mute. Unless you just got background noise, like, oh, there you go. That's Cap. What up, Cap?
I told
you. What's up, Mr. C? How y'all doing?
I said it was Cap. Hey, Cap.
We're doing beautiful, man. How you been? How's everything coming down there with you, man?
Somehow
you with me, Cap?
Wrong.
Cap, you gonna have to call
him
other. Okay, go ahead, Lou.
Come on,
Jason
Lou.
Giambi. Jason
Who?
Giambi. Jason Giambi.
Da-da-da. Did you look it up, Lou? Did you look it up?
Yes, sir.
It was Jason Giambi. Yeah, because that was kind of a hard one, but I was like, you know what? 57 and
2002 at 12:41 a.m. On a strange night of May 14, 2002. I even missed the game itself for whatever. Oh, because I have yes back then. But Grand Salami took forever, and it was pouring rain outside, and yet it still happened.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Man,
yes, it was.
Yeah.
That's exactly how my report. Yeah, hey, that's exactly how my report described it. It was pouring down, raining. and the Yankees needed a hit, and it turned, went from a hit
and they got
to
a hit, all right.
Slam. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what they look
kind
exactly.
Kind of reminiscent of a game that happened back in 1995, too.
Okay.
Okay.
For those of you who are not real Yankee fans, I'll explain to you anyway. Okay. I'll take you back. I'm going through this, guys. Now listen carefully. Okay. Game two, ALDS 1995. The score was tied at 5-5 in the bottom of the 15th
mm-hmm.
inning. It's raining cats and dogs. It's 1:15 a.m. in the morning. We're going into the bottom of the 15th inning. There was, I think, one out and one on. And Jim Leyritz hits a home run in the bottom 15th to win the game, finally. And the game that was supposed to be over like an hour before that finally happened. And it was the same condition as the Giambi home run. So I guess it is deja vu all over again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is exactly correct.
I think
correct.
The game would never end.
Oh, right. Oh, man. Yeah, I love...
I thought they'd wake up going to work the next day. Like, let's see, we're still playing this game. It's 11 hours later, we're still playing. I got to go to work.
Yeah. But the game kept going on and on and on, which is why they have changed the rules.
This is postseason.
Right. Great job, Lou. Great job.
Ugly game.
You know, Marcus really makes me sick. I gotta say.
What happened?
Marcus, his text messages, they are
know.
Off the chain. Yeah.
Sorry, Marcus.
So these are the rookies. Lou, you have anything to say about the top performing rookies right now? Again, it's Jordan Walker from the Cards, Corbin Carroll from mm-hmm. the Diamondbacks, Anthony Volpe from the Yankees,
Volpe.
Gunnar.
I'll take the
Volpe.
Yeah. Well, right now,
the
Yankees aren't doing as bad as most people think. Okay, Volpe needs a little bit of work. I think he was overhyped a little bit, though. You know, it was great that we got him. I mean, he's a local product from our area. A little bit overhyped. Whatnot, but still, I think a decent player and he's going to have a bright future with the Yankees. Concerned about their record right now because remember, even though we're in the base right now, we have a decent record despite it. So, you know,
right,
we're not
right.
We're not panicking right now at all. Not at all.
Yeah, we're only a month into the season as it stands. We have. I'm telling you. Whatever the start is, good or bad, with your team right now, just know that change may or will come before we know it. That's just how it happens.
Our best days are yet to come.
All right. I'm with you on that. I'll give you that. Let's go to 007. What up, dude?
I came to tell you the truth.
007.
Hey, what's up? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Hey, look, I was going to say Cashmere from the Yankees, he needs to go because I feel as though the Yankees need a new direction. The direction they are heading to right now is not good. And, yes, the rookie is doing good, but they need more. The pitcher rotation should be better than what it is. And the batting rotation should be what it is. Stanton and I forgot the other big time player they got there. But they need, in order for them to be a playoff contention or a championship contention again, they have to really get it together. And Cashmere is not the answer for y'all at general manager.
Okay.
Hey, look. And number two, since we're on the baseball subject, Patrick Corbin gave somebody a gift. Holla, AT. He gave somebody a gift Tuesday. You know, this guy can't even get out his own way. But don't help if he don't have any run support. But one of the series is big time. But I feel as though the Nets could be better than that if they could get a pitcher who could actually pitch through deep innings.
Okay.
I feel that's
what's up.
That's what's up.
I was just about to say, not just the Yankees. It's a number of teams right now who don't have the necessary pitching, you know, that it takes as a champion. But the thing about it, y'all, you know, baseball, again, like I've said a million and one time, it is definitely an Iron Man sport because, you know, because it's the season is so long. The season is so long that you can have, you know, you can have all type of things. I got you, Rich. For it. You know what? These people at these tech tell you during the show. It's crazy. But you can have all type of changes and things that happen during the course of a baseball season. So if your team isn't where you want them to be right now, hold tight. Hold tight. I keep saying it, y'all. Mm-hmm. I remember my Nationals. I remember how
2019.
They started out. Remember how they started 2019? It was like
19 and 31.
Yep,
yes.
19 and 31
yes.
in July.
Yes.
That's an awful lot
to come back from. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So
that game five when we played the Dodgers, that was a game changer for me to see them fans walked up them stairs the way they did. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, I remember how it was a big debate here whether the Metro was going to stay open, you know, for people to be able to get back home from the game and all that. It was just a great time. It was a great time for D.C. sports with that Washington national team doing everything they did. All right, let's take another caller. Come on in here, Marcus. You play too much, boy.
Marcus.
What's up, family?
What
it do? What's going on?
Hey, brother.
What up? Happy Thursday.
Man, happy Thursday, man. It's great to hear everybody's voice,
excited.
Man.
Oh, you is excited.
Marcus is the cool laid back brother. Marcus is the cool laid back brother. The only way you know Marcus is upset is the choice of language that he uses. Other than that, Marcus will say have a good day in the same tone as everything else. That's his Marcus. Y'all are learning, brother. Y'all are learning. But he cool right there. Marcus, what say you?
Yes, sir.
What say you on this baseball talk, man? You cool with these top 10 rookies?
You know how I feel about baseball, but I'm gonna be polite about it today. You know what I'm saying? Because I know. But hold on. I know we got people that love the game, and I don't want to be insensitive about other people's feelings about the game today.
Right.
I'll specify today.
Right.
Because tomorrow I might
feel it. Yeah.
But
the Friday show is when they get loose. But go ahead.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna be polite and I'm gonna refrain from saying anything about the baseball game. In fact, I'm gonna get some tickets, man, and me and 57, man, we're gonna hang out at one of these games, man. So he can sit there and he can walk you through. Huh?
He live far.
Yeah,
That's all right.
He don't mind driving.
I go pick my man up. Just so he can sit down and he can talk to me about one of these games. I'm trying to learn about the excitement of the game. So I'm gonna go pick my mind up, and we're gonna hang out, man. So, but that's all I gotta say, because I don't want to change the narrative of the show. But yeah.
When the ball comes your way and you catch that ball, Marcus, it's going to change your life.
I'm going to throw that back.
I'm going to take it from you.
Exactly.
How you going to take it from me?
I will wrestle you for that ball.
Yeah, that could be a ball that could set records. You can't throw that away.
A lot of times when these players hit like that grand slam, that Volt hit versus the A. Trust me, that Volpez hit versus the A.
Hey, bro.
That ball is worth some money. That ball is worth some money right now.
I do know that, man. I'm just messing with y'all, man. You know, I ain't about to turn down no chance to make no money. Y'all need to do better than that. Remember, I grew up on the corner, the corner for real. So I'm Gucci. I'm not gonna lose no money, bro.
I know that's
Come on,
right.
Man.
I know that's. Let's go to 57. The dude who missed the Yankees trivia and everything. Talk about we don't talk enough baseball. Come on in here, 57.
I wasn't asleep. But what is it y'all talking about?
Smoking a Marlboro again.
I told you he was asleep. Hey, listen. I'm tell you something. I heard Kel when he said we're gonna start off by talking Major League Baseball. He talked about the dude walking around in the subway in his drawers and everything. I heard all of that.
Yeah.
I was asleep. Yeah. Yeah. But I had to take care of something real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
That's your job. Well, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet. So right now we're discussing these top 10 rookies and how they're
Are you saying something about Yankee trivia, though?
Yeah, because we would.
You don't want me to talk about my team, huh? Sir?
Here we go. You see how you can never please a ninja. Do you see how you can never please a ninja?
All the people, all of the time.
You know what I'm saying?
All the time. Okay.
Lou already gave the trivia. The trivia was who was Volpe's idol on the Yankees that took 155 attempts at bat before he hit his first grand slam. And Lou has already answered that. Lou Googled that down and spit it out like he wasn't Nathan, like he was computer over there.
I was about to say he had to Google that.
Yeah.
He had to Google that.
Because
Jason Giambi played with the White Sox at first, so that's a trick question anyways. He played with the White Sox first before he came with the Yankees.
Yeah, but what did he do for the White Sox?
He left the White Sox and went to Oakland before he came to the Yankees. He went to the Oakland A's, and then he came to the Yankees.
Remember I told y'all a couple of those at-bats were with his other team before he actually hit the grand. This boy, Volpez, I mean, he's really trying to put his head in there as Rookie of the Year for the MLB. I mean, we know it doesn't stop today, y'all. But if the season would...
You must have been reading my mind.
If the season... I'm always reading your mind. If the season were to stop today, then, yeah, Volpez would be one of the top candidates leading in votes right now. And then Garrett Mitchell, Joey Weimer, and Bryce Terang for the Brewers. I mean, when was the last time we seen three rookie all-stars doing their thing like this. And the Bruins, hey, I don't know how the Bruins are going to hold on come August and September, but I know for right now, these Bruins are playing a pretty good game. You know, they're having a pretty good season. So, you know, hey, hats off to those guys and to their management for the foresight to pick these three rookies and start them, you know. So kudos to them. Go ahead, 007. What was you about to say?
The NL Central, it's a fun division with St. Louis, Brewers, Padres. Oh, there's one more I'm thinking of. And the Cubs. That's a fun division to watch. Every time they make it to, like, the playoffs, they always, you know, go further than what we think. St. Louis, they the ones, I think, if I had to choose somebody from the NL Central, I'd choose St. Louis Cardinals going to the World Series, you know, out of that one.
Already, we have
that's my favorite in that. That's my favorite in the Central. I know they're in the bottom right now, but they like the Giants of football. They always creep up in the second half of the season. Like the Yankees do the same thing. Like they're on the bottom right now, but next thing you know, you see them like a game and a half out of first place out of nowhere because you know you get the streaking, That's what happens.
Right. Right.
You said the Padres.
I mean, not the Padres.
You mean the Pirates.
I meant to say the Pirates, yes.
Okay. Because I was going to say the Padres are with us. They're in the NL West.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Right.
I'm with you.
All right.
Let me tell y'all what they're saying online. They said, what Kirby says 57 smoking them wacky backy cigarettes. And my Betty said, no more Marlboros, please. And then Kirby said again, Pittsburgh fans picked the yellow towel to match their teeth.
Got him.
Job spot.
Well, hey, if that's the case, we know why he picked the Redskins then.
Oh, 57.
So now they're dealing with burgundy teeth.
Marcus said he was going to come pick you up. Marcus said he was going to come pick you up, and y'all will go to a game so you could see how he wanted you to see how boring. I mean, not boring. I mean, well, how nice the game was going to be. He's going to come pick you up.
He wants you to explain the action to him when something good is going on.
As soon as we walk in that stadium, he gonna understand everything. He ain't gonna need me for nothing. He gonna say, "Oh man."
The excitement of the crowd says it all.
Yeah, they do. I know for one, I love a sport where they show their intensity all around. Up to bat, out in the outfield, just all around, show their excitement and enthusiasm over what's going on. And that's one thing we have to say about baseball. The fans of baseball are very educated to what is going on at all times.
And baseball ain't like football. You sitting there intense the whole time. Baseball, you can walk around, enjoy the stadium because it's an event. You can enjoy the stadium because a real baseball fan knows when it's time to get back to the seats to catch up with the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little bit different there.
And you know what, saying that, 57, I know at Nets Park, they have a water feature for the children. They have a playground. They have a like a cafeteria seating area with, once you actually get mm-hmm. your food, if you don't want to go back to your seat with it. So, yeah, there's a lot of activities that baseball keeps you keeps you wanting to go back to the stadium. And I know some might say, well, Kale, it's just a water park or it's just a cafeteria eating area. But I'm the type of person, I enjoy myself around strangers. When
mm-hmm.
we have the team in common, and even times when it's our opponent's team being represented by that stranger, it's good, Trav, that fans talk and having a good time. So yeah, trust me,
especially the Mets fan.
Yes, yes, or a Philly fan, or a mm-hmm. Philly fan, because Philly fans will come out to me all the time saying thank you for Bryce Harper, and I'm like, no, Bryce thanks y'all for as much as you paid
no.
him for being there, you know. So yeah, come on, Marcus, you back in, Marcus?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 57 says, You gonna know what's happening from the time you walk in the door at the baseball game. You know what I mean? You gonna know everything going on.
Why?
Cause
yeah,
because
I'm gonna edumacate you as much as I need to, but I don't think you gonna need that much edumacation, bro. For real,
because
you're a real sports fan.
Yeah,
yeah, you gonna catch you,
man.
I mean, I know a little bit about baseball. I played it, but I'm talking about all of this, bro. Me and you've had conversations about the excitement and all that kind of stuff. I want you to draw me into that. Explain that.
Yeah.
Once we go,
all I'm gonna have to say to you is,
I hope I'm there.
No, we ain't gotta do that today.
Can I give him a prime example, 57?
No, we gonna do that.
Hey, 57,
you think I'm playing,
bro?
No, I'm gonna give him a prime example.
A double play ball is the pitcher's best friend. Meaning that if you get a double play, it's two outs.
Bro,
good.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? Just know, double play is
Woo!
A pitcher's best friend. So that means
I'm
that whatever team you want. Yeah, for real.
Hey, Marcus, I'm going to tell you what a 2-6-3 double. I'm going to tell you what a 2-6-3 double play is. And, you know, like me and Tang used to talk. One time I said, oh, they just went yard. And Tang hit me with, see, man, you know I don't know what that means. And everything, all the lingo and everything. I'm gonna hit you with
home run.
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
I know exactly what it is.
The only excitement that I ain't talking trash no more. Seriously, the only thing that I really, you know, because I'm playing at the same time. I just want you to. I mean, I know you know that, but at the same time, the most excitement I get at the baseball game. The most excitement I get at the baseball game is when you got somebody that's stealing the base, and they basically running the pip on the two guys. That's exciting to me, and then a grand slam,
okay.
Of course. But other than that,
especially on the wild pitch, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all
the only thing that used to catch me was the ball. And I used to be like, what? They're calling a balk? What is a balk?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't see the pitcher doing anything. But, hey, as my baseball experience has grown, I understand what the balk is now.
Now they don't have to balk like that no more.
Yes,
Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, Clark.
Yes, Mike.
So, pitching a no hit inning throughout the whole game, like that don't excite you at all?
Now I'm excited for the pitcher. No, don't get me wrong. I'm excited for him.
No, no, no. I'm talking about for you. That don't excite you.
No,
like, you don't be,
I'm explaining.
I got to explain.
Let me explain. You won't let me explain. You asked me questions. Let me. So honestly, Lady T, the truth is, it's exciting for him. I'm excited for him, especially if it's our pitch. You know, I'm excited for the pitch.
Okay.
But nobody hit the ball. So there's no excitement. You understand? Nobody made it to the plate.
But that's the logic of it. That's the logic of it.
You,
I understand what you're saying.
I
get what you're saying.
You,
he wants.
Can I say this?
He wants.
Is it okay for me to say this?
In the background of somebody. Go ahead, 57.
Go ahead.
When everything that on this baseball field is exciting to me. But if I had to pick something I really love to see, I love to see it when the game is 1-0, 2 outs, and they bring in, just to go back in trivia time, they bring in the closer, Mariano Rivera, and he's the top guy against their top guy.
Best
and they going for it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That's to me, because that's your defense against your best offense, you know.
Offense.
And when they bring him in there and he shuts it down, or they hit a home run and win the game, to me that's one of the most exciting plays in baseball.
For example, when Rivera would go up against Glad, you know. And we all know Glad as a hitter, or Bonds as a hitter. We know these guys as a hitter. And one thing I can respect with Rivera, he didn't believe in pitching around dudes.
No.
Went at him.
No.
He went
right
at him. None of this. We going to walk this guy. Nah, I'm going to get the out, or this Bama going to hit a home run. That's what's about to happen. So I can relate to that wholeheartedly, 57. Brother Tang, come on in here, Tang. Come on in here, man.
What's up, Tang?
What's up, bro?
Family, much love and respect. How everybody doing? What's up, big bro? Lady T, Lou, 007, 57. Mark, rest of the online crew. Hey, man. Y'all know I watch baseball, but I took it from the pro, man. I'm waiting to the All-Star game get here. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Y'all been talking about baseball for an hour. Huh?
Tang, what pro are you – you say you took it from the pro. What pro are you referring to?
Oh, come
sir?
On, sis. Hey, look, don't put that fire on him. Right? Hey, he talking about you, sis. He talking about you.
What?
No, he talking about you because I want him to be able to make banana pudding tonight. So he talking about you.
I'm 57. Marcus,
yes.
And just like he said,
yes,
I guarantee you, before you get to the game, he gonna already do every curveball he can throw at you. So by the time you get in there and see it.
Yeah.
You gonna already know, right?
Yeah.
Like, damn, we just talked about this 30 minutes ago. I'm telling
you,
it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
But I know, man. That's who I learned baseball
from
57 and Lady T. That's who I learned baseball from.
Because I was a Yankees fan.
Man, y'all gotta understand this. Y'all know I'm a Nets fan, but you gotta understand.
Tang,
before
you said
we
his
even
name first,
it,
though.
Hey, you
clean
this
alone.
Up, man, so we can move on.
And look, like I said, y'all, 57 and Lady T.
All right.
But listen. Y'all know I'm a Nets fan all the way strong. But
all
before
day,
I started
right,
watching baseball, I was watching the Giants because that's all I could see because that's who. You know who had that on it the whole time. So I was on the Giants team. But then when I met 57, I said, you know what, I got to have somebody to go against her so we can be in there, you know, make a little rivalry. So I started banging with the Yankees. Both of them was winning. And then once the Nets got here, I told both of them, I'll see y'all suckers later, man. I got a home team. I'm going with the Nets. And from day one when the Nets came here, I stayed with them the whole time.
There you go.
But y'all see his story. He said he was with the Giants. He was with us first. So that means I was killing him.
But y'all got to understand. She didn't want to explain everything. She's like, babe, this is a babe. I was like, dang, I don't even know nothing about it. 57 had the most time to explain it to me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. 57 broke it down for
you. That's true.
Yeah, because
we broke it down for me.
That's true.
Because when he came to my house, man, the game was on, and he knew that's what we watching, bro. So you might as well let me explain it to you.
Okay, that's
right,
fact.
Right.
That's true. So when he came home, he knew what he was talking about a little bit.
Let's take another call. 897. 897, you on the corner.
That's me, bro. It's Cap.
Oh, what's up, Cap? Cap back at it, y'all.
What's up, Cap?
What's up, y'all?
Y'all notice Cap don't call us when his team doesn't win.
Oh,
Cap.
Oh, Cap.
I ain't throwing it out there, baby, bro.
All I said, we about to put it away tonight, 5-7.
Oh.
Okay. I hope. Who is we? Who is we?
Philly. Six.
Oh,
six
Cap.
Boston.
Come on, Cap.
Cap,
Boston gonna win this tonight.
We on baseball, y'all.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, Seth.
My bad. I don't want to.
She like the Catholic the Catholic teacher hit you on the head with the ruler if you ain't right.
Yes,
we on baseball.
Baseball, this ain't even the time. I'm a big time baseball through and through, but this ain't the time. Go ahead.
I've never asked you who was your team with baseball. I mean, is it Baltimore or you roll with somebody else?
I'm a free agent, bro. I'm just like, if I like the ball player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Philly, I used to be a Philly fan. They don't have enough brothers. Phillies don't have enough brothers. And, so on and so forth. Yeah.
You might be an old fan.
If he's a free
agent, they're doing amazing.
Yeah, the old is doing good. Right
if he's
now.
A free agent, he's a Yankees fan.
I watch the Orioles. So they got young boys. They built their team through the draft. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I don't like the super crap. I like teams that pure baseball players. So, you know, I got cut by Orioles in '87. That's another story.
Uh-oh.
You said what?
Uh-oh.
That's another story. Try it out. I tried out for the Phillies in '87. And as you can see, I'm a security, so I didn't make it.
Hey, Cap, let me ask you a question, Cap. What year did you run for president? Let's just go ahead and get it out there.
That's a good one. That's a good one there, Fox.
I am not messing with him. Tell him, Cap, you worldwide. Tell him you worldwide.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did a few things. Yep, did a few things. But, you know, real quick about baseball, shout out to the Texas Rangers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Nobody had them leading their divisions at this point. Nobody.
Mm-hmm. I definitely
did. That's what's up. Hey, y'all, we got a surprise appearance for my man, Rev T. He said he got a baseball story for
us.
That's it, his baseball story.
Hide
on,
the kids. Hide the wife and your kids.
please hide your wife and your kids. Lady T, hey, stop the press. 57,
hey.
You know what's best. You know what I'm talking about, but listen here. My favorite baseball, first of all, DMV Cam, why you ain't ask me how did I fall in love with baseball? What was my favorite baseball team? You ain't ask the Reverend that type of question.
Well, the Rev usually watch Washington, so I figured it was the next. Forgive me if I'm...
No, the Reverend like the Angels. The Reverend like Angels.
Oh. No, the Reverend like Bingo and the Traveling All-Stars. That's who I like. Bingo and the Traveling All-Stars. That's right. That was the first team I fell in love with. When I saw Billy. No. I'm just trying to tell you, son. The way that Bingo would throw that ball with the Traveling All-Stars, I'm just trying to. I really thought they was a real team while I was younger until I really started looking at the television, right? And I started to get introduced to the Orioles. and I fell in love with Eddie Murray. Remember Eddie Murray? Like Jerry, I'm talking about Drippy Juicy Jerry Girl, Eddie Murray. I fell in love with, and then they said something about Cal Ripken and Cal Ripken Jr. and Senior. I fell in love with them bammers too. But it was Eddie Murray, and when Dion started playing football and baseball with that Jerry Curl, I just thought I wanted to play baseball. I wanted to get a Jerry Curl. I went and got an S Curl, and I went and signed up for the team.
Boy, you have a –
I'm not finished yet. You didn't –
Hold up.
Yes.
Hold up, Brad. The only thing I took from that was that you had an S curl. You walked around.
I had a Jerry curl. He was dripping.
Yes, an S curl. And I kept it nice and wet. When I had no money to get no Jerry, that pink lotion, When I had no money to get, I just put water in it. It was so curl.
Did you try out for I'm gonna get you, sucker? Was you one of the extras?
No, but I did try out for the baseball team, and I went out there with my grandmama, and I hit the ball, and I ended up hitting her in the face, and I never played baseball again.
Oh, my goodness. You watching too many movies now, bro.
I spun the bat, and I hit the ball, and then the ball hit my grandmama in the face, and I ain't never played again. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, I done killed my grandmama, all that.
Roscoe Jenkins, exactly.
Welcome home, right over there at Webb Elementary. That's why I did it on the playground, right over there.
Hey, Rev, you probably thought Brewster's Millions was a real game, didn't you?
No, I knew who Richard Pryor was. I studied Richard Pryor many days. You know what I'm talking about? What you talking about, nigga, bro? You know what I'm saying? You have lost your mind if you think, Negro, that I thought Brewster's Millions was a baseball team. That was
You all right with me, Rev. You all right with me.
But I'm going to put my phone on mute, and Kel said I could sit with y'all while I'm on my way to go get my daughter. So as I hear something, I might interject myself here and there, especially when y'all start talking about these Commanders and the Turkey Day game. You know what I'm talking about? The Turkey Day game.
I'm going to follow my brother's lead.
I'm going to follow my brother's lead, and I'm going to march the way he want to march with Lady T in 57 right here on Kale's Corner. You know what I'm talking about? Raising hell,
no
rocking the tail, tell them all like it's on the sale. You know what I'm saying? Seven so on the seventh time. We live, baby, on Kale's Corner. Let's go.
I love that boy. And with that, we're going to take a quick one, y'all. 639-993-782. We're going to rush into these NBA playoffs, man. Cap already said Philly going to end it tonight. So, hey.
Yeah.
We're going to see what y'all, I want to know what the rest of y'all think. We'll be right back.
Beautiful girl. Did that Bama say Sade on the tip of tie? I could be changing, but my time would be wasted.
They got nothing on you. Nothing on you. All right. NBA, y'all, and it goes as follow. Miami and New York, 3-2. Philly Boston, 3-2. Denver Phoenix, 3-2. Lakers Golden State, 3-2. I think these Bama's been talking to each other, man, for real. Everybody 3-2. Everybody 3-2. Let's jump into this Philly and Boston series. Philly won game 1, 120 115. Boston won game two, 121-87. Boston won game three, 114-102. Philly won game four, 116-115. And game five, 115-103. Do you guys think Boston have enough to extend this series, or is Philly going to close it out tonight? What say you?
Okay, I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I think Philly gonna close this thing out tonight. I don't want to see it happen, but I think it's gonna close it out tonight because I don't want to see Embiid with a title because he's whining and begging for it and everything. You know, play and win the thing. But
I can't.
If Harden is ready, and Embiid seems to be always ready. Mm-hmm. And Maxey is going, they can't stop Philly. And Embiid is playing his butt. I mean, Harden is really stepping up. He's not just playing good now when Embiid is not on the court. He scored 42 the other night with Embiid on the court. So maybe Doc learned something along the way on how to position the players, but I'm not going to make it a long, drawn-out thing, but I think if they can't put the clamps down on Harden, not Embiid, Harden, because Embiid's going to get his. You can stop Harden from scoring, you might have a chance. They might have a chance. But Boston's
pissed. Well, that ain't going to be hard.
They don't have a go. Huh?
That ain't going to be hard.
I'm sorry, go ahead, sis.
I was just piggybacking off what you were saying. If you're saying they need to lock down Harden, that ain't going to be hard to do because he's so wishy-washy. Like, if he a whiner, too. Like, he a crybaby. He a whiner. Like, if you lock him down and people doing too much on him, then he going to start whining, and then you're going to have what you're looking for. You're going to get what you're looking for from him.
I'm going to say this.
Because he's a whiner.
Harden will whine, but he'll change his game up. And Harden will become
that's what I'm going with.
Harden will become a facilitator. Okay, you're not going to let me score. I'm going to feed everybody else. And I think Harris is the key here. Harris is the guy. Yeah, well, no, not necessarily the weak link, but there have been nights, and Boston won on these nights, when Harris really hadn't showed up. When Harris comes gives the team between 15 and 20 points, Philadelphia seems to be a different animal. We've seen them take Harden's offense out of the game. And Harden began to facilitate with Maxey and Harris and even Tucker. So, you know, I think that it's going to be key not to just shut down Harden, but try to control Maxey as well. But does it seem to anyone else like Boston, for some reason, have just lost interest? It seems like they're not into the series, especially Coach Tatum.
It's coaching.
Okay, you say it's coaching.
There you go, Cap.
Elaborate.
Well, the real coach, he left because he had an affair. So they threw my man in there, and he was in over. You can see he's in over his head right now. He's assistant for a reason. Yeah, he ain't making no adjustments. Doc Rivers finally made the adjustment we've been screaming for 3 years. He put House in there, let him get some key minutes, and he produced. You let Maxey go in the game, get Harden off the ball. After a while, that gets annoying. Dribble through the leg, force it through the middle. No, let the young boys get it and go.
Yeah. And another thing I think is, I believe everything that Cap just said, but another thing I think is, I think Tatum, when his name ain't at the forefront, he start acting like a little girl because he not doing his thing because they're talking about Jaylen Brown a lot to me. It's like Tatum.
Yeah, they're going to make that up. I agree.
But I think he probably know that Jaylen Brown going to roll because Jaylen Brown already said what he said during the middle of the season.
But wouldn't you think that would make him drive harder? Wouldn't you think that would motivate him to play
a little
more?
No.
It should be like that, but for some guys, if they're not at the forefront, they
don't want it.
You know, they start playing like, you know, like, I ain't talking about me, so I ain't worrying about it no more. You know, like, he's saying, that's how I look at it.
Oh, he going to take all the shots? Well, let's see. I bet we lose.
Exactly.
Why is Blake Griffin that like they got Blake Griffin over there? He's just sitting on the bench. He's just sitting there doing nothing. When they need a big man to come on the floor, Blake Griffin is sitting right there. Like he's not hurt. It's nothing wrong with him. He want to play. Why shorten up your leash? I mean, let the leash go. Let everybody play. I'm talking about even Williams. You touch him, he like AD. You touch him, now he hurt too. You know what I'm saying? Like now, my side hurt. Oh, my arm hurt. Everything hurt. Blake Griffin, like you can knock him down, throw him around, all that. He not talking about he hurt. He going to jump up. He going to keep it moving and do what he got to do. You might got to calm his temper down. But that's about the only thing that I think is wrong with him. Like, he's so underrated right now. Like, why won't they play him? And like Cap said, it's the coaching. It's the coaching. Like, he's sitting right there. Play him.
Yeah, play that man. Yeah, because he can
yeah, another thing, too.
Bang with Embiid and give you 6 fouls. I was just saying he can definitely bang with Embiid and give you 6 fouls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't going to help. You know, I know he ain't jumping up the gym like he used to, but he still can defend around the rim and get you some rebounds. I know he can.
He can still jump on the rim. He got to jump around the rim. But he ain't got to jump out the gym, but he can jump on the rim.
Back.
And something Tane said earlier, Jason Tatum, he's supposed to be the superstar of your team. Your superstar shouldn't be waiting for the third quarter or the fourth quarter to turn it on.
Yeah.
He should be turned on when you walk onto the floor. He's your star.
Yeah.
And that's what he's supposed to be.
But you know what? I'm going to say this, y'all. We've been spoiled by the Kobe Bryant and the Michael Jordan and even LeBron James at times. Because these guys, they found a way to motivate themselves. And they kept that motivation with them from the time the ball is tipped all the way till the zeros on the clock in the fourth quarter. Tatum, I mean, the other night I'm watching, he went the whole third quarter not scoring. And I'm like, dude, they need you to score, man. And he's passing up shots and passing the ball. And it's like, dude, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? All right, let's go to Brother Ted. What's up, Ted?
What's up, Ted?
What's up, Ted?
Hey, how y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing? It's Kel's Corner family. What's going on, everyone?
Everything
what's up,
kid? Good, bro.
Good. Hey, everything you guys said, man, was on point. You know, everything pretty much. Like I was telling Kel, it's coaching, man. Dude's not making adjustments. He's just sitting there like deer in headlights. You know, don't know what to do. Just walking down and up and down the sideline, not motivating himself. But like you say, I mean, who, as far as doing the game time, but like you say, who needs, at this stage, needs motivation? But you got to look at it. This is a young team, too. And this is a young generation, whereas you got mental health situation, they blaming this and that. You know, they not like the old players. Like you say, go out there and play hurt and this and that, you know. And what have you. You drink and smoke before the game and the night before the game and stay all night and come in and play the game, you know. So, but like you say, Tatum kind of get lost in the sauce, you know, if he's not in the action. you know, and stuff. So I don't know. But like we said a couple of days ago, whatever, a couple of segments ago, you're saying like, you know, you're talking about he trained with Kobe, you know, Booker trained with Kobe in a sense, but he's not bringing that Mamba out, you know. He's not bringing that out. On defense or nothing. Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I said Devin Booker, the only one that got the Mamba in.
Exactly. He being a dog. Exactly.
Yeah.
Booker being that dog for sure. You know. But as far as what's the name? He wanted to stick. He's not taking the challenge or sticking the toughest player. Okay, he wanted to stick PJ, who just stands in the corner. But now, you say, Doc making the Doc is making adjustments and sending PJ making a move and this and that and what have you. But then what you talking about? Where's Marcus Smart? Where's the defense? What was they known for? He wants to be an offensive player now. You know, why are you not shutting down James Harden?
Let me say to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The NBA has proven time and time again they're going to give that money to that offensive player. Can't really blame these guys. Playing defense will hold you a spot on the team, but playing offense is going to get you paid. Look at, and I'm not hating y'all, please, but look at Bradley Beal. He doesn't play one series of defense at all. But it's all offense, and he's sitting there with the – yes, Bradley Beal plays no defense, but he's sitting there with the max contract. So the NBA has shown us they're going to pay the guy who can score. That defensive guy, yeah, we'll keep him around, but he's not going to see the payday that offensive guy does.
I can dig that, but in Marcus Smart's case, that I beg to differ because that's what his staple, that's what he's known for. He's known for what he got his notoriety for. That's what he got paid for, that he's that leader, that dog, and that defensive clamp down. Man, that will stick that jumper. But what I'm saying, he's concentrating more, it seems like, you know, on offense. I'm not seeing him make no stopping plays and doing, you know, what he's known for to do as far as for him.
But,
you know,
but they're leaving him open. He got to shoot the ball.
I'm not saying that he. I'm just a comment observer. I'm not saying he's not supposed to take the shot. But I'm saying that as far as you got other players, you got, okay, why they not bringing Pritchard off the bench? And like they say, why are you not using Blake Griffin? Am I mentioning that to you, Kel? You need a big body. Why is he sitting on that bench? You know, why them other guys that y'all had traded for?
Could it be that Tatum is not being an offensive producer, Mark feel like he needs to be that? Could that be the answer to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the two most experienced teams in the playoffs are Golden State and Boston Celtics, because Boston have played for the championship. This is nothing new to them. They know what to do. They've been there. So, you know, it's not that they're – and I'm not disagreeing with anybody. They're not a young team because they've been to the championship before. This squad right here.
Yeah, but they still was young, though. I mean, they
ain't all that young. They like 24. The youngest man is 25.
Right.
They 25 and up.
They're a mature team. They are a mature team, especially when it comes to the NBA playoffs and the finals. They are a mature team, and that's why we all are watching them and asking, what in the heck is going on? It has to be coaching. It has to be coaching, because with a different, guaranteeing you, with a different coach, we'll see a different outcome from this Boston team. I don't think Dude really has the ear or the confidence of these young men. I really don't think he has it, seriously. You guys wanted to, as Cap say, fire this man over an affair. The last time I checked, an affair is a mutual. It's a mutual consensual action. So it's not like this man did
something foul. Oh, well, it was the GM's wife. Well, the GM is still there. The wife is still allowed to come around the facility. You guys blamed it and put it all at this man's feet, and now your team is paying for it. Your team is paying for it. This guy, like it was stated, he was an assistant coach for a reason. And you guys exactly. You have a Ferrari, and you got Ronald McDonald driving. Ronald McDonald is best served selling hamburgers, not driving a car.
Let me ask you another question about that. So if they don't win this series, we're talking about Boston. If Boston don't win this series, do you think that they're going to break the duo up, or do they need to add someone, or do they need new coaching? What do you guys think?
I think they're going to
break up the duo.
When I was talking to my oldest boy, I forgot how much. I'm going to find out real quick, but it's going to be too much money that they're going to have to pay Jaylen Brown and Tatum, man, for next year. They're going to definitely have to break it up. I think that's – and they know that too, man. I forgot what the number is that D told me, but
so you think they need new coaching? They need new coaching.
I mean,
keep who they got and just get new coaching.
They definitely need new
coaching. They're gonna have to. They still, with that, but they still gonna have to break it up. And then, I'm not gonna say that they really need new coaching, because this is just this guy's first year, and like we all know, he got thrown into the fire. They didn't go out and go get nobody. So all this was a learning experience for him too. So he also might have grew, but we don't know yet until we see next year.
But he was there last year. He was there last
year. I know, but he wasn't the head coach. That's what I'm saying.
No, he wasn't.
Like y'all say, he was the assistant coach. Head coach is totally different. So I'm not going to just keep on throwing him under the bus, because, you know, he's learning.
But, Tang, let me ask you a question. If you don't mind. Look, he's made monumental mistakes, man, along the way, like not calling timeouts and going home with two timeouts in his pocket when he should call. You don't think that's inexperienced, that they should get another coach? You think he can let him go ahead and stay there another year?
That's why I said it's a learning experience. Hopefully if he still be there next year and they just don't throw him under the bus, and you know that he would know not to do that. But I agree with you,
right.
Sam. He should never do that, because I didn't see it in the last game when he didn't call a timeout and he just let him play and let the clock run out, when he could have called a timeout and drew up a play and just, you know, had somebody, you know, just drew up something nice. I'm with you on all that. But, you know, it's a learning experience for him. That's all I can say about him. I ain't going to say just get rid of him. For one thing, he kept him in the top two throughout the whole year. It's just that when it gets to the playoffs, it get a lot tougher. And now he know how tough it is in the playoffs. So next year, if he's still there, then hopefully he can just do better.
But they need a scapegoat.
I think he thought by not calling the timeout, it was to their advantage. Because I was watching him. He thought it was to their advantage that he didn't call the timeout, like just to keep going and play, like, because the 76ers looked like they was a little, you know, winded a little bit. So I think he was thinking to his advantage, just keep, you know, keep playing. I can't say for the other time that he kept it, you know, the timeout in his pocket. I can't say for that. But this time, it just looked like he thought that they were on a roll, and holding the timeout would have damaged everything. But let me say what they're saying online. Online, they're saying that Monbetti is saying that the Boston Celtics not going to win. Aaron is saying this is his first year, and they're in second place. So maybe, you know, like he's agreeing with Tang, like this is first year being a coach, and he going to make some mistakes. He going to make a lot of mistakes. Any first coach would. All first coaches make a lot of mistakes. Right. It just so happens that he's on a good team making bad choices at the moment. That's what he's saying.
And look how many mistakes Doc made. Look how many mistakes Doc made. He's still a head coach. Ain't nobody say get – I mean, we did say fire him after a couple of years for doing it on the same team, but he just finally got it this year. And he done had the same team for the last three, 4 years.
But can I say this?
Doc is a bad example because Doc already won with Boston with his big three. No, seriously. He had already won.
Right,
like I say,
no,
but listen, Big Bro. But listen,
they
Big Bro. Like, when they made that trade, man, just like we say about all them other teams, Doc ain't coached them either. That big three coached that team. Kevin Garnett,
exactly.
Paul Pierce. Because Paul Pierce, he was right there with them. Exactly. Doc ain't coached that team, just like we say about
Rondo,
all them other people.
Rondo was the coach on the floor.
And Rondo. Exactly. Rondo was
it
the coach
Rondo,
on that team.
That's
absolutely right.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
That's right. I forgot about Rondo.
Yeah. Fine
yeah,
Doc
Rondo
since he left
gone.
Boston. Every team
right.
he's been
hey,
on,
good.
I say, y'all, they need to fire Doc. Doc is not a good coach.
Hey, y'all need to get
he
up on
ended,
my homeboy, man, like that.
He just ends up on a good team with good players. But
yeah, really
he's
do.
Not a good
he
coach.
Always
well, so
he's not a good
well,
coach.
Hey,
I mean, Phil Jackson
right.
too. So.
I don't like well, Phil Jackson brought me the wrong
can
thing.
Can I say
black
this,
lives
though?
Matter. He just said
he had all good players.
Black Lives Matter.
Right, that's my point. He had all good players. He wasn't no great coach.
He told
yeah,
him, bro. You had to meld them players together and get them to play together. You can't take nothing from Phil Jackson for what he did in Boston. I mean, in Chicago or in L.A. He got them guys to go out there and play at their best potential, and they won games. You can't take nothing from that guy.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. You
Phil
could have said about Doc
he
Rivers.
He said some racist comments. He just said some racist comments on live.
Well,
then
let's hold him up for his racist stuff. Let's hold him accountable for his racist stuff. But as far as his basketball, I'm not just talking to you, sis. I'm just saying a general statement.
Okay.
Let's give him credit for his coaching. You know, his racist stuff is something in another arena. We'll hold him accountable for that. But what he did on the basketball court, you can't take it from him.
He the one that made Kobe and Shaq calm themselves down and know how to play with each other. Because both of them had that I'm the man arrogance too. Until
yeah.
Phil Jackson
yeah.
did. That's why they started winning.
Yeah.
So you can't take that
I
away
agree.
From Phil Jackson.
I agree. Right. And well, I agree with 57 right, too. 57, I agree with you too. Right, I'm sorry.
All right,
I'm with you. You good, sis.
Come on with your point, Ted. Come on. What would you like
I got
to
a
add?
Couple if you don't mind. For one, I like as far as Lady T was saying, I agree with that one when they was rolling without the timeout, you know, he
yeah.
felt that they had the momentum. But my thing is he should have, you know, I ain't saying nothing. He should have been aware of clock and time, okay, and been mm-hmm. urging them. Tatum just sitting up there pitied the ball out there, you know. The play
right.
was successful in a sense. It turned out, but they ran out of time. So now you need to tell them, you know, let's run this play. Let's get in motion with this. So I agree
right.
with you as far as that him, you know, is you know, as far as him not calling that, but he should have urged his team, you know, with urgency. Should have made them feel like that. Now, as far as Doc now,
okay.
I didn't criticize Doc on they lost when they lost to L.A. on that, you know. But now I criticize Doc also when he makes mistakes. But Doc is not bad of a coach. Now, y'all talking about those three coached themselves, but you also, like you just said, you had, like Phil Jackson, had to get those players to play together. Doc had to do the same thing too, you know. And also with Embiid and them and this and that, a lot of, you got to look at it. Embiid been injured a lot. Doc didn't have all his weapons and stuff, like, you know. So, I mean, y'all just got to just get up off him like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he ain't a terrible coach, and plus he's a champion. So, you
yeah,
know, I'm going to leave it at that, though.
No, listen.
All right.
We tough
all
as,
right.
As a,
terrible coach.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. But what I'm saying is any coach that won, you got to give them credit. They got the talent. But they had to do something. You got to give them credit for something. They might not be a great X and O's. It might be a great relationship
right.
coach or something like that. But every
yeah.
coach that won, you got to give them credit for something.
Yeah.
Yeah, three Hall of Famers.
All right, y'all.
Lovely
all right,
four.
Y'all.
Four Hall of Famers on this team. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Let's go into this this Lakers-Golden State series. Do you guys think Anthony Davis going down is going to affect the Lakers on their mission with this Golden State?
Yeah.
No.
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 He's playing.
Why
yeah.
not?
He's playing.
He's playing, man. He's not out.
He's playing.
They already said it today.
He's playing.
Yeah, but, okay, he's playing, but can the team really depend on him? Is he going to be there? Listen to me.
He got an Oscar the other night. They knew they was about to lose. Anyway, even though they was still in a little bit of striking range, they still was going to lose that game, man. They was going to lose that game. He just went on and took himself out and got ready for the next game, man. That was a bunch of BS.
Yeah,
you watch this next game when he come back. Just because he got hit in his little eyeball like that, I watched it again today, man.
Just because he got his eyes knocked out don't mean he can't play.
Anthony Davis did not get hit in the eye. Now, homeboy from the Knicks, he was elbowed in the eye and still finished the game.
Julius Randle.
And I mean, that joint swelled up and everything.
And finished the game.
We already know that they definitely cut from a different cloth when it comes to getting hit, dog. I wouldn't even put them two together. Julius Randle would have stayed out there. If he had got seven stitches, he would have been back out there.
Cut different, Grant Williams.
Grant Williams from Boston. Smash face.
Exactly. When he his nose. He was out there the next day when Youngest stepped on him. You right, Ted.
He's playing the same game.
That's right. He did. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And that man's got stepped on his head and hit his mouth on the that hardwood floor. I was surprised his teeth wasn't stuck out there still.
And then the bridge of his nose. He got to get dental work for sure. And the bridge of his nose.
He
got to
get dental work. I know his nose. Yeah. He got to get dental work, though.
And,
oh, my Lord.
And listen, as a Golden State Warrior player, you know that this guy is susceptible to leaving the game after an injury, and we're on a closeout game right now. Dude, you can't tell me that they're not going. I know for sure Draymond Green going hard at him. I know for sure.
You're supposed to.
We can't say that. You are supposed to. Within the limits of the game, I'll say that. Within the limits of basketball, you are supposed to give him more than he can handle. And there's no way you can't tell me that Draymond Green is not going to see just how much can Anthony Davis handle. He's going to test that.
Can I draw a comparison real quick?
Go ahead.
And this is what I'm going to say. And I'm not getting away from basketball. I'm just drawing a comparison. These guys out there on the court, they fall, they hurt, they fall on their butt, and everything's hurt. You know, they fall on the side of their leg, and they got to go out for two games. A hockey player got hit in the face the other night with the puck, got 74 stitches in his face, and came back out and finished the game. Man, these guys are so soft out there that it's incredible. I can't believe what I'm seeing on the court these days, man.
Glass pipe. That's what I call them. Glass pipe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't believe this stuff.
Yeah.
They might as well let me play with them, huh? 57.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
They might as well let me play with them. They might as well let the girl, everybody. Let's just play together. All one kumbaya. That's how they play.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I got my $448 million. I'm hurt.
I just see it as a situation that when another team smells that blood in the water, you'll be surprised how everyone turns into a shark. And they are coming. Piranhas, exactly. They are coming at you, and it's a question in my mind whether or not Davis will be able to sustain, if he'll be able to help, because we all know healthy and doing his thing, the Lakers are a hard team to beat. They are a hard team to beat when Anthony Davis is doing this thing. But when he's not, man, these teams are cakewalking over the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. The first thing I would do is accidentally hit AD in the face during the game.
Not accidentally. Not accidentally.
Yeah, hey, listen, and we talking about Draymond Green. Don't leave Mooney out. Mooney got like developing that goon role as well. So don't leave Mooney out of that. You know,
Looney the Goonie, huh? But check it out.
That's a bad rep for Looney. He didn't mean, he was going for the rebound and his elbow came down. It ain't his fault that he got big elbows.
It was a forearm. And it wasn't his problem. He couldn't even take a punch. It was less than a punch, man. So, but all you got to do is, like, you know how you get ready to get in the fight and you jump at somebody, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is do like that to ask, and he gonna cover up, man. So you ain't got to hit him. Just freak at him. And he going to be scared.
Silicon Valley boys. He said, Sunshine Phoenix said, they might as well let her play, too. She won't play.
The girls play harder than him.
Okay.
Hey, I've seen a couple of games with the females where hits were being passed, and these young women took it off and came right back out there and did their thing. So I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly with that. And we're going to let the last comment on this belong to my man, Rev T. Go ahead, Rev.
Come on, Rev.
Yeah, well, first of all, Draymond Green, you know, that Bama need to audition for King Kong 3. Because the way when he get angry and he do that with his teeth, he got that. I ain't calling him no monkey, so can't nobody say I'm racist because I'm a Negro, so I'm another Negro talking about a Negro. But that Bama look like King Kong. And his nose grits up and everything. Like they can put a little bit of makeup on him. Them Bamas on strike anyway. I mean, why not Draymond? All jokes aside, you know Draymond Green, you know who he reminds me of with his style of play? Like a Charles Oakley from back in the day. You understand? Like me, Draymond energy, he keeps the game fun. And then that boy, what's that unibrow boy? What's that boy that, like, he got a job for Sesame Street when he retired. They just got to go let him sing a song, a happy song for them children, and they can make him a puppet instantly. What's his name? Davis. Concussion man.
Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis.
Unibrow. Now, that's right. That's
three clues.
Right. So, Muppet Baby. I'm just saying, when they do the Muppet Baby remix, they going to make him an animal.
He do look like dog, though.
Oh, shit.
No, he look like animal. He look like animal. His eyebrows so unified. But anyway, though, at the end of the day, one thing I heard you say, Kild, and I wanted to let y'all get through your thing, with the Boston Celtics, it is coaching. They done been there and done that a couple of times over the last 4 or 5 years, right or wrong, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Right. Okay, so now here, though. But let me tell you what's wrong with Boston right now. And I didn't hear none of y'all say this name. That boy Smart. What's his name? Smart? Smart, what's his name? The little Smart, the little short, stubby
Marcus
one.
Smart.
Look like he's...
Marcus, I've mentioned his name 100 times. Real?
Where you been?
Thank you.
Everybody said it.
I know y'all said it, but I wanted y'all to say it again. When Marcus Smart decided he wanted to show up and play like he did in those early playoff series, when Boston's this
dismantled. Oh,
his phone went out.
Marcus did his own
thing.
Martin got too caught up in shooting threes now. He just want to shoot threes and flop. That's it.
Hey, man, his teammate not doing it, so he feel like he need to step in that role, man. You can't really force it.
But,
That changed the dynamic, though.
Everybody needs to play their own role. Just do what you're supposed to do. Just do what you're supposed to do, and everything else will fall in place. And let him get his own blame, because you doing too much ain't going to help the team, as you can see.
Right.
It ain't
that part right there.
You know?
Eventually, though, y'all, I know what y'all are saying, but eventually somebody got to say, you know, got to step up. If the other people ain't doing it, somebody got to assert themselves and try to do more. And Marcus Smart has been in the league. He's not a bad player. He's been in the league, and he's on a team that got three that he got to defer to. You know, Allen, Tatum, and Brogdon.
Robert, the Lord, the Time Lord, he not blocking no shots. He not rim running. You know, their identity is lost with, like you say, what they had, you know, the few playoffs and even last year, even the whole season, how they have been looking. You know,
that Brogdon's
but that's the coach's job, too. That's the coach's job to say, hey, I need way more from you than you giving right now. I need you to give me 100% and not your 89%. I need you to give me everything you got on this game right here. I need you to do X, Y, Z, and I need you to execute it on time, every time, period.
Yeah.
Or you will be talking trash.
Well, y'all, they've all these games are at 3-2 now, all of them. So
everybody,
yes, we could be looking at the next round by the weekend. Seriously, at least by Monday, we know for sure we'll be looking at the next round. So Miami and New York, I got Miami. Philly and Boston, I'm still up in the air with that, but I'm leaning strong toward the Philly side. Denver and Phoenix, I'm Denver. I'm sorry. Phoenix just don't have enough, and Jokic is just doing whatever he wants.
Paul be back.
The Lakers.
Paul be back in the next game.
Yeah, but still.
But no,
Lakers
they too
Golden
slow.
State. Yeah, exactly. And with the Lakers and Golden State, I think the Lakers are going to get them, man. I seriously believe that the Lakers are going to take Golden State out of this thing, seriously. I just don't see the same team. I just don't see the same team from Golden State. And I'm seeing inner confusion with Golden State. Klay Thompson has completely disappeared. He has completely disappeared. And it's like, wow, where are you, Klay? What are you doing? You know, your team needs you. And you're doing nothing. Klay Thompson is another one, just like Tatum, who are taking periods off. And Boston can't afford that. The Warriors can't afford that. They need all cylinders clicking, seriously. And I just don't see it coming to fruition for this Golden State team. That's just my opinion about the whole thing. All right, y'all, we're gonna jump lanes real quick. Great conversation. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. NFL time, y'all. I'm going to say congratulations to my XFL Washington Defenders. They play in the championship game this Saturday, and good luck to those guys, and hopefully they'll bring the championship home, you know. And I can really appreciate as a fan, how the fans handled or carried themselves this season with the beer snake and all the other excitement and how in tune and intense they were with each game. So good luck, Commanders, and bring that championship home, fellas. Now, the NFL draft. First of all, let me say this. I owe Marcus an apology. Upon further research, I see that Washington was ranked 27th out of 32 teams for interceptions and takeaways. I think that this young man, Emmanuel Forbes, that we picked will make a difference. I think that his film study and his ball hawking capabilities will help and assist this team in a way that none of the other corners have been able to thus far. So I owe Marcus an apology. I apologize, Marcus, and I'm ready for some football. Now, I'm going say the draft pick that I'm not so sure about is Braden Daniels, and that's the guard offensive tackle from Utah. Now, the young man is 6'4", 294 pounds, with a 9-inch, 38 hand span and a 33-inch arm span. And his wingspan has not been determined. Don't ask me why not, but nobody thought to measure his wingspan. So I believe that this was a player could have waited to that undrafted free agent period to pick up, but we didn't. We picked him up in the fifth or sixth round. I'm mistaken. I'm at a loss right now. But still, you know, I think that this guy would have been better served as a project instead of a draft pick. Treach, anybody on your team that was picked that you're not 200% sold on?
I like my pickup. I like because we got kickers, we got safeties, we got tight ends, we got cornerbacks, linebackers, we got tight end. I expected for them. I thought they was gonna get another quarterback, and I'm really glad that they didn't. So I agree with everything they did as far as the draft is concerned.
Okay. 57, what say you?
Hey, man. Pittsburgh. We had a losing season last year. I'm happy with everybody we got. You know, I can't afford to single out anybody in the draft. You know, we need to win. And if they're going to help us win, free agency, draft picks, I'm with it. I want to see everybody do good. Let's make it hard to cut somebody.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool. Tank, you got anybody you want to say you're not as happy or sold on? And that's draft picks or free agency. Go ahead.
Man, I'm giving, you know, I gave my team an A, man, and we still grabbing people. We grabbed that boy Isaiah Land from the HBCU. Had the most sacks, like 19 of them last year. Man, and then we grabbed the other running back Jones that came from Kansas City to Tampa Bay, that played with Tampa Bay. So I'm cool with my peoples, what they doing. I like everything they doing. I don't have nothing bad to say about it. I really don't.
Okay, that's cool. Cap, come on in here, Cap. Baltimore, what are you feeling?
Man, we got another undersized wide receiver, so. We just had Hollywood Brown, and now we got Zay Flowers, so I guess we're hoping for a miracle that he'll work out.
Okay.
Cap not a Baltimore fan. Cap a Lamar Jackson fan. No, he's a Lamar Jackson fan. If Lamar Jackson was in Minnesota, that's where he would be.
Well, he'd be out there in the cold, huh, 57?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, bro?
He's in Baltimore. He's repping the team that man is on. So, undersized undersized receiver was his gripe. Let's go to my man Kirby. Come on, Kirby. I know Kirby liked everything Washington did, but let's hear from him.
What's up, Kirby?
Take a deep breath, Kirby, and let's hear it.
Okay. Well, Kirby is MIA.
He probably muted himself. He got the grandkids.
Yeah, he got the grandkids. He said. Yeah. Well, Kirby, type that and send it in. Come on, Rev. Roll your window up, man. There you go. Now, come on, Rev. Are you happy with everything Washington has done? Rev, that's you, right?
They can draft Judah Boo Johnson.
They what?
Hello. They could have drafted Judah Boo Johnson. He don't care.
Who is Judah Boo Johnson?
Is it all four?
Work with us, Kale.
What?
They did a good job. I don't know who that is. Just like you know who that is. Just like you don't know who these others are drafted are. You just know what they did in college. God. But it's yet to be seen what they can do in the NFL. And
oh, Jesus.
And maybe
hell did it,
all two of them straws, you probably can sip water. The rest of them probably been bit or got some cuts in. So you know, I think once they had a good draft or whatever, it's been better than usual. And I was pleased with them in free agency outside of them going to get Jacoby. What's that boy named? Brissett or whatever. I mean, he was just I think like a safe pickup, so to speak, if Sam Howell stink up the joint, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, though, I'm cool with what them Bammers did. I'm cool with what they did.
Okay. That's what's up. Again, like I said, you know, I think that there were players there that Washington should have picked, but they didn't. Now, you guys heard me preface all my comments with Marcus was right and I was wrong as far as Gonzalez over Emmanuel Forbes. I really think Emmanuel Forbes is going to be a difference maker in that secondary, or at least have the other guys geared up and playing better defense, because 27th is not good. It's not good at all. Ted, how do you feel about Chicago's draft? Are you cool with all of you guys' pickups?
Yeah, I guess so, bro. Yeah, we're going to see, you know. I really would like to have Jalen Carter, though, tried him, though. I really would have liked to tried him. But I'm cool with our offensive line. We did pick up, you know. But I'm just going to roll with what we got, man, and see, and just hoping they protect that young boy, you know. But I'm just surprised. Well, I'm glad you changed your mind, because you was pretty upset about that pick. You was telling me why it was coming down, man. I hope they get this young boy, Gonzalez. I hope they get him. But I hope it pan out for you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's duly noted. Duly noted here on Kale's Corner, in our Friday conversation, and almost everybody that I talked to. Yes, I was not happy at all with this Emmanuel Forbes pick. But, again, like I said, upon further research and seeing where my team was during this last season as far as causing turnovers and things of that nature, we needed somebody back there who will jump a route. We needed somebody back there, because I don't know how many times I've watched a Washington game and I'm like, okay, the ball just went right past you. I mean, where's your ball hawk skill? Where's your capability to cause a turnover? You know, the fact that was a thought on the people picking for Washington's mind, I'm okay with that. No. I'm willing to let that ride and move forward.
One more thing with ours. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
As far as us having one number one pick, I just fantasized and was trying to, you know, we could have traded that to go on and get D Hop. He's not happy with them. We should have tried to maneuver with that because I don't really know much about that receiver we got. But I think D Hop, I'm sure, is better than him, though. And then the little picks we get, you know, we 2024, 2025. You know, so I don't know what the scheme of the things was or what have you, or, you know, what have you. But I don't know. I was just looking at, you know, if they could have tried to maneuver and finesse themselves up and, you know, move to try to get D-Hop, you know. But I don't know if he was available at that time when he was making them decisions, you know.
Okay. Marcus. Come on in, Marcus. I know you're happy with the draft. You've been telling me. And sending me experts on everybody. So what is your opinion?
What's up, brother?
I
want to thank you for that heartfelt apology, man. That's the second time you did it today. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let you know, man, from the bottom of my heart, that feels so good, brother. That feels so good.
Bama.
Hey, listen, y'all. Hey. To be honest, man, I am not 100 with the draft, but I'm glad that they went after what they could go after at the where they were picking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where they were picking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as it pertains to them free agents, like there is a weird free agent pickup that I thought was weird. Like, I didn't understand the whole point of the actual tight end that we did get, and then that quarterback that we got in free agency. Like, neither one of them ain't a thiefy to me. So I'm just wondering, like, what's the point? So,
well,
just to have fun with it?
A lot of times these teams will pick guys and just have them as camp fillers. Just guys who come in and see what they got. Maybe their iron will strike hot on this guy and give him an opportunity. I'm not upset with that. I'd be more upset if they wasted a draft pick on a camp filler, you know, and things of that. Then I would be upset. But as it stands, no, I'm not really upset with them going after these guys. You don't know what they are until they step on the field. You don't know what they are until they show and prove their worth. So that's where we are as far as I'm concerned. It's time for these guys to show and prove their worth. And just so happened, y'all, rookie minicamps start this weekend. So we football is upon us, y'all. It's coming up close and steadfast. So these questions will be answered.
We love y'all.
Yes. These
and
questions will
said,
be answered
guys,
before
with
now.
That being said, we love. I'm sorry, Kale. Go ahead. Go ahead,
girl. Do it to
you
satisfied.
Y'all know what it is, and we are so sad. I know I'm so sad to even say this. But come on, Cap, give me the last word.
Come on, who?
Oh, man.
Cap.
I always say. I can't get on every week, but I always say, boy, I wish we had an extra hour. I like the engagement. I like everybody get to express their opinions, whether we agree or not. You guys are excellent hosts. Freedom of speech is running wild. We love it. Rev P, he always adds some extra spice to it, comic relief and all that good stuff. And it's just like a family atmosphere, man. You, after a hard day's work, this is the best thing you got coming next to a nice warm meal. So I appreciate it.
There we go.
Oh, thanks, Cap.
That's what's up.
And with that being said,
up.
Guys, we love you. Thank you, Cap, for the last word. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You can the number here is 563
888-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. We love you guys so very much. Enjoy your weekend. Tell us, well, I ain't gonna say that. Pray for the sick and shut in, you guys, and also keep a word out, a big old prayer for our host, DMV Kale. Kale, you have the last word.
All right. I'm thanking you guys in advance for that prayer. And all I want to say, if you love them, they should already know. And to break that down just a little bit real quick, love isn't just a noun. It's a verb. It's an adverb. It's what we do, how we do it, and all the ways that we show our loved ones just how much we love them. So say it, do it till you're satisfied, and give that love back out. God willing, we'll be at you all again Tuesday, and we'll talk about, hey, the next round of the playoffs, y'all, because definitely by Tuesday, we'll know who did what and where they are. All right? So y'all take care. Love you guys. Thank you for this 2 hours. And to the people involved with the Friday conversation, I get that, y'all. Y'all talk about it. Let's go.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah! Comes the 2 to the 3 and 4. Then I drop the beat I have in store. Lay Dynetics on the top like a rug. Make it sound smoother. Let I make a dub. Enunciate well so that you can tell I am not illiterate. No, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Let the rhythm check you. Check it cause it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you will step through. Going like a gnat, don't be a pup. And I let it play cause dress is funky enough. Rasta. I'm getting funky. Watch the smooth lyrics that take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky. Yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the funk and do the mix so the bass will never fade. Ship it to the system in your jurisdiction. Brothers stay in bed and the others stay conviction. No crowd can avoid the D-O to the C. When the P-E-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-D on the stage. See the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a chord. So in this my conclusion, you will enjoy the fusion. And I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's tough, and it's not a bust. I think I'll let it play cause stress ain't funky enough. Funky hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click. And with no rehearsals, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the veterans, I think that you are relying on. You love it when it battles with the fact that I am buying on. Suckers, never come close to the knowing. There's no stuff in the dark when I am going. But in the event, someone would try to do this. Stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am fucking. Cause I don't say he is funny when you're messing with my money. And stick with tell me this. So you gotta stop him, but with no frills. So I just stop him, continue with the rhyme. And make sure I get mine with no static. Cause it's over, now send G to get my nine. But lessons have been learned, now I get it all up front. And let it play when the people say, Trey, oh, you're my fucking enough. To the sea. I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'll kick in the beat to give you something to rock to. That don't not stop to not to look at the clock. You perceive but can't believe you're being taken. sick and a shivering, cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a dancer. You try sitting but it just won't work, cause the beat is so rough. So tell me, tell it, don't be funky or not. Help of the Dr. Dre, kick it. Let's get funky on the mix now, right? Let's get funky on the mix now.